to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live with your host Stephanie
and Derek J.
And Jason.
Excellent. So I'm not sure if we're on the air right now, but I'm going to pretend like we are and check it out maybe at the next convenient opportunity. Ian and Mark are the normal hosts of Free Talk Live, but tonight they're actually away at a business conference doing some business development for Free Talk Live, and so they graciously asked us to host the show for them. And I'm so happy to be here with you gentlemen tonight. It looks like we are off the air, so I'm going to check that out. So would you gentlemen...
Yes.
Oh, we're back on. Great. Hello, and welcome to Free Talk Live. It's a little bit of a rough start. This always happens when Ian and Mark go away. I'm your host, Stephanie, in case you're just tuning in.
This is Derek J.
And Jason Talley.
Yes, and I'd like to reiterate, thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show with me tonight. I'm so excited to be here. We've got a lot to talk about, but I want to let you all know that this is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. That's our SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And I think we're going to start off the show by talking about some kind of local news, right? We all are here in New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting the show from tonight, in Keene, New Hampshire. We are part of a community of people who love freedom and liberty, and are not just loving it, but living it, right? We're getting active for more freedom in our lifetimes.
That's right.
And I moved here about 5 years ago as a participant in the Free State Project. And Derek, you just moved here recently, right?
Yes. Just over 6 months ago, I decided to move up to the Shire for more freedom and to carve out a place of freedom in my lifetime.
And for me, it's been about 2 years.
Wow. Well, that's great. And I know a lot has happened in just the last couple of years, and certainly a lot has happened since I moved here about 5 years ago. But as part of this process of kind of trying to get more freedom in our lifetimes, people kind of approach that in all different kinds of ways. Some people try to work within the political system, and some people kind of do outreach and try to talk about the ideas of freedom. And I'm sure we'll be doing a lot of that tonight. But some people also participate in something else, which is civil disobedience. So I think this is an interesting topic to a lot of people because, you know, I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of people who listen to this show who are kind of just hanging back, waiting in the sidelines, and, you know, watching and waiting to see what happens. And the people who do civil disobedience get talked about a lot and covered on the blogs and the pro-liberty media, and even the mainstream media. I know there are articles from Cop Block, our friends over there, that get picked up by a lot of mainstream outlets in New Hampshire, as well as Free Keene is a very prominent pro-liberty blog here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all these news sources are featuring people doing civil disobedience here in New Hampshire. It gets a lot of attention. And there's been some kind of civil disobedience going on very recently that I would like to take the time to highlight tonight. And some of you may know our Friday night co-host, or previous Friday night co-host, Michelle, who's been on Free Talk Live for about a year now, I would say.
Yeah, and she moved to New Hampshire about 2 years ago, about the same time with the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, so she came around about the same time you did, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle has been, well, in some trouble, I guess, with the law, if you could even call it that. She hasn't hurt anyone. She hasn't been violent. She hasn't taken anyone's property. She really hasn't done anything wrong, in my opinion, but she has refused to register her car, right, or her truck,
right,
and her boat, and has incurred several tickets as a result of that. And I think that Michelle, you know, she's talked about her philosophy a lot on the show, and she really feels strongly that, I wish she was here to speak for herself, but I'm kind of trying to talk about this a little bit for her, if I can. You know, I think she feels really strongly that humans have no obligation to register their means of transportation with the government. It's kind of a basic human right, and it kind of a fundamental thing about human freedom that people should be able to move around freely without restrictions. And so she has, as such, refused to pay the government for permission to drive her vehicles.
Yes.
Now, she likes to say that she's a very safe driver and that she teaches her children above and beyond what the government requires in terms of driving lessons. And I'm sure she holds herself to those kind of standards, too. But right now, she's in jail because she has incurred these fines. as a result of not registering her vehicles,
and she
refused to pay.
Derek and I drove with her to Occupy Wall Street, and she was a safe driver and very, very courteous. Totally safe, and I think it's, I don't know, it's an outrage that what they're doing to her. She hasn't hurt anybody. She pays plenty of money to drive on the roads with the gasoline tax. It's just a state that wants everybody to have their property numbered and registered with them.
Right, and I think what you just touched on, Tally, is the most important part, is that she already pays for the services that the government might claim she's stealing by not paying for registration on top of things, because mm-hmm. she pays tax to the federal government and the state every time she puts gas in her tank. We all do. So
sure.
I think it's important to show that she's already paid this organization that is now caging her, using her money to put her in a cage.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you gentlemen, but I really feel strongly that roads are a valuable thing that a lot of people would like to use, even if there were no government to lay those roads down. But I think that vital service and that need could be met in other ways besides forcing people to pay for it and taking their money from them and using it in the way that the government sees fit, which often includes a lot of inefficiencies, right? And we already mentioned the mechanism of how they get that money. So I think that there are lots of other options for how we could get that service without coercing people into paying for it. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit more, but give me a quick rundown, Jason. You were there today, right? And Derek, were you there too?
I was, yes.
Okay, so you gentlemen were both there when you went to jail. I have kind of a day job, so I was not there. But mm-hmm. I want to hear about what happened today. So can you give me a little clue?
Well, sure. Michelle rolled up. There was already about 8 to 10 people that were there. And Michelle rolled up, and, you know, she looked like she had been crying a little bit.
I bet it's really tough to deal with the fact that you're basically your autonomy is not being respected. You're being put somewhere against your will. That's
right.
Hard.
Right. And it must have been tougher for her to walk in this situation because she had been sick earlier this morning. She hadn't been feeling well. On top of it, she has, you know, some of her own health concerns. So,
and I bet that sitting in a cold jail cell is not really the best way to get greater health.
No, it's not conducive to a healthy life. Sitting in cold and having a room where the lights never go off at night is not going to help her body heal.
Yeah.
There's no pad. There's just a cement platform for her to sit
and
sleep on.
You gentlemen have both been in the same jail, and so you know exactly what it's like.
Yep,
so
true.
You could probably really relate to her on that, about why she was so disappointed about going in there. So she came up to the jail and she was visibly upset. And so what happened after that?
So, you know, she was kind enough to talk to myself and Derek on video and just kind of get her thoughts. And then, you know, she hugged the supporters and talked with them for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we kind of moseyed our way in. We tried to get in the front lobby area, but they said that she would have to go to another door for booking. And they just buzzed her in, two doors. She opened them herself. And as Michelle was looking through the glass window where she would be, where they would await her, there was a female guard putting on blue gloves.
Oh, that sounds very ominous.
Yeah.
And I don't like where that's going, yeah.
She even mouthed that sentence out the window when she saw that happening.
She said ouch or something to that effect.
No, she said there's a woman putting on gloves.
We couldn't see it. This is just what Michelle told us.
I see.
So, gotcha. She's going to be there for one or two days, and she is talking about not processing.
Yeah, I heard her say that she was not planning on processing, and she was also planning to fast the entire time.
They won't bring you food anyway if you don't process, or at least they told me that they wouldn't bring you food.
You know, I think so much of that with the food is just kind of a scare tactic. I remember looking into this when one of the times when Pete Eyre was arrested in Keene, and he was refusing to process or refusing to eat or something, and they threatened to actually force feed him and hook him up to an IV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck. at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Stephanie
and Derek J.
And Jason.
And we are so happy to be here taking your calls tonight. Free Talk Live is the show where you can take control of the airwaves. Call 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-FREE if you would like to weigh in on this conversation with your thoughts. Do want to let you know that we are kind of filling in tonight for the normal hosts of Free Talk Live who are Ian and Mark. They're away at a talk radio convention, and oops, I made a little mistake in the last segment. I had a button pressed that shouldn't have been pressed, so I couldn't hear the background music. But that issue is all fixed now. We're on the air. We're good to go. And we're taking your calls, talking about whatever's on your mind, like I mentioned before. So in the last segment, gentlemen, we were kind of talking about the Friday night co-host of Free Talk Live, Michelle, going to jail in over something that I think it's really difficult to argue that she should be caged for, right, which is refusing to register her vehicles, driving around perfectly safely, not harming another person, but not paying the state for the privilege of doing so. And I would like to ask the audience, you know, to play devil's advocate, or maybe they think that people should be put in cages if they desire to drive around without paying the state for the pleasure of doing so. Call us 855-450-FREE if you have thoughts on this. But, you know, I want to ask you, gentlemen, do you think that there are good reasons for people identifying themselves in their cars? Do you think that there are valid reasons for that outside of the government paradigm?
On a private road, absolutely, because you need to be able to bill people,
mm-hmm.
or however it's paid. So I can understand why a property owner would want people to know who's driving on the roads. But for a government that where you don't really have a choice, I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of like centralized databases. I don't like how they perform their services at the DMV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who likes the DMV,
yeah.
really?
Yeah, so
I don't think I've ever had a good experience with them.
So Michelle, to skip that process, mm-hmm. And something I want to say about Michelle, she is also, she doesn't believe in paying the state for their war, their
Correct.
Warfare, their police state. She has a lot of problems with what the government does with the tax dollars, and so she tries to deny them as much money as possible,
mm-hmm.
including not paying a fine. She could have just paid the state instead of going to the cage, but she decided to do the time instead.
About your question about anonymity on the road, I definitely support people identifying themselves on the road, but as long as it's going to be a government road, you know, I would hope that people would keep their anonymity. One of the things I think would be different about a private road is probably the license plate would be able to identify you not just to police, but to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the people up here in the Shire who have private plates use their phone number.
Yeah.
Which I think is a great way to
It's interesting.
You know, if someone
I don't know if I would want to drive around with my phone number on my car, but
well, I think it's more identification than even the state asks for.
Yes.
And so I'm saying,
so that just proves that they don't have a problem with identifying themselves. It's just being kind of forced into the system where they have to go through the DMV and they have to pay the state the fees for things that they may disagree with, and you know, who knows what they're using that money for is the thing that's objectionable.
Exactly. And the private market, these people have voluntarily put more information about themselves available to everyone on the road,
mm-hmm.
rather than what the state asks for, which is just identification for them. They're,
yeah.
they're the only ones who can scan a license plate and know who you are. So I find anonymity on government roads to be a virtue, but on private
yeah.
land, I would agree with Tally.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting, Jason. You made a really interesting point on last night's edition of Free Talk Live, which I was listening to. You said something about social networking, and I think, you know, in this age, technology is setting us free, bringing us closer together, and people often look at it as a double-edged sword because there are certain people who really like privacy and they really want to keep that and be anonymous and work within that kind of framework. But, you know, I think with technology, it can have the capacity to identify people, but they're not really forced to give all of their information, right? It has this more voluntary feel to it. Like Jason, you said, for instance, Twitter has a verified system where they can verify certain accounts that they are coming from the person who says that they are tweeting, right?
Right, yeah. They use it for like celebrities and politicians now, but mm-hmm. there's no reason why that couldn't be a premium service.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I'm just thinking of, I do some reviews on Amazon.com because I buy a lot of products there. And by the way, if you're interested in helping Free Talk Live, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through their portal and they're going to get a cut. It won't affect your purchase price, but you're helping Free Talk Live a little bit every time you buy something. But, you know, I go to that website quite often to buy things. It's very convenient. It saves me the trouble of leaving the house when I have to get certain items, and who knows if I go to the store if they'll actually have it. So Amazon makes my life better in a lot of different ways, despite my disagreements with what they did with denying WikiLeaks the payments and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
Here, here.
Yeah, but anyway, I was going to say that I write reviews for products sometimes on Amazon, and you don't have to give all of your information. You can kind of use your initials, or you can use just certain information about yourself. So
whatever you're comfortable with, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like it's not like you're telling your whole life story or being interrogated in any way. It's just that, you know, you're giving your readers a little bit of information to connect with you on, and it can be verified by the company to give you a little bit of extra credibility. So I don't think it's always this interrogation. You know, people who really like privacy often are very scared of giving up info because they don't know what the other person is going to do with it. You know what I mean?
Right. Or if those people might come track you down and try and steal your property, as in the case of some police, right?
Like, yeah.
Michelle's valid concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Her captors went after her on the water, I believe.
On the water, yeah, because she was driving a boat, actually, and the boat was unregistered.
No escape.
No.
But as far, yeah, I try to let people know my name. I'll offer my name. My phone number is 678 Tally TV.
I like
and,
it.
And I'll give it to that. But anyway, like the sheriff deputy, I was reading a report that they filed for my recent arrest for filming in a court lobby.
Yes.
And the officer said, oh, when he heard my name, he knew of Tally TV, and so he looked up my photo there so that he could identify me.
Oh, you're famous. So, well, you know, that's an interesting case of the state kind of using that publicness, I guess, of your personality against you. However, I think that oftentimes, and I've really changed my views on this over the last few years, I think that oftentimes the more public we are about our information, if we're not doing anything wrong, we're just living the ideas of liberty, the safer we are. Really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. That's how I feel about it. So when the cops turn away and don't want to have a conversation when a video is rolling, is the same indication to me that living my life in the opposite way is really the good thing to do, to be as open about what I'm doing as possible, since I'm not hurting anyone. It's only going to protect me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so I see some people like wear the V mask, and I don't care for that. I do like is for people to, you know, use their name and their who they are as a person and speak out about the ideas of liberty, peace, justice,
and
connect with people that way.
I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I'm very proud of those ideas, right? I mean, I've spent a lot of time thinking them over in my head and working them out. And, you know, I'm proud that I have a consistent, coherent philosophy that makes sense to me, and I want to share it with other people. So I think that's helped me be a lot more public lately.
So, absolutely.
Free Talk Live, you can call in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Do you have a call on the line? We're going to see what they have to say about unlicensed drivers, private roads. Stick around. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm your host, Stephanie.
And Derek J.
And Jason.
Exactly, and I do need to let you know about something important. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. They're basically cash for the internet. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Your dollars are going down. Weusecoins.org. And I do want to let you all know about Jason's project. He was mentioning in the last segment, he operates the website tally.tv. Isn't that right, Jason?
That's right. T-A-L-L-E-Y.
So the revolution will be televised, I guess.
Evolution.
The evolution, right. Yes, I prefer that term as well.
Yeah, when we mention evolution, it's about the fact that we want people to stop using violence against one another, especially institutionalized violence like the state.
Yeah,
so I think it's time to evolve past that point.
Right, and to me, revolution sounds a little bit violent, and we're not about violence.
I couldn't agree more, Jason. Thank you so much for that. And I do want to go to the phones. This is the show where you can call and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. We have A-Rod in Georgia. Wanted to talk about licenses. A-Rod, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, it's E-Rod.
E-Rod, I do apologize for that.
That's okay. Yeah, you guys are talking about licensing, and I heard something pretty hideous just this week, as a matter of fact.
What was
and,
that?
Out here in the Atlanta area, what they are planning to do is to take away the licenses of high schoolers who have too many unexcused absences from school. And I heard that story, and I was just, like, horrified. You know, one, these are two unrelated issues completely.
Unless they're
trying to equate, well, you're not in school because you're out driving around. But totally two unrelated issues, and this is what the state, you know, is intending to do.
Well, they actually are related, Erod. They're related because the state wants you to obey, right? They want your obedience, and if you don't give them your obedience in one realm, you know, they're going to take away some privileges in the other.
Exactly.
It really just sickens me how much it resembles a domineering parent kind of punishing their child, smacking them when they do something wrong. And I really just think that we need to move past that whole paradigm of punishments and rewards in exchange for obedience. What do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And also this came from this whole idea which they tell you this crap that, oh, driving is a privilege.
Yeah.
You know? And that is so much crap. You know, it's not a privilege. You know, it's my right to travel, you know. And but, you know, this is what happens when, you know, people ask for permission for the government to do things. And, well, if you ask for permission, well, they can say no. If, you know, and so in this case...
That's
you know,
the whole point of having a license, right, is so they can refuse.
Well, exactly. You know, and also equally, you know, just even today, tomorrow is my birthday. So, you know, I have to... So on your birthday, you know, the state, you know, says happy birthday to you by... making you pay some money for your vehicle. So, this three-quarters by one-inch piece of paper, you have to spend a couple hundred dollars on it, you know, just for your vehicles. So I was in the tag office just today, and so, you know, here's my paperwork. And so, you know, the gal behind the counter, they asked them ID, you know, and I said, well, why do you need that, you know? Well, because we just do, you know. So, well, why? Because it's our policy. Well, why is it your policy? I can go online. You don't know who I am. And so by this point, she's frustrated with me. So she quickly picks up the phone and, you know, and gets her supervisor on the line. So she tells the supervisor, I have a customer here wants to know why does he have to show ID. And so, you know, I couldn't hear his end of the conversation, but she said, well, because he doesn't want to know, he doesn't want to hear the answer just because. And so basically, you know,
because I said so.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not an answer.
It's
not an answer. So, at any rate, she comes back and hangs up the phone. She said, well, he said that, well, because when you're here in person, you know, there's some liability issues, and we have to make sure that you are who you say you are, you know, paying this, because you could be anybody. And so I didn't push the issue any further than that. I could have, because, number one, I'm thinking, well, who would pay mine? I mean, if someone wants to pay my tag, they're welcome to do so. I mean, go ahead and pay for it.
That seems a little bit strange,
Right, but essentially she says, you know, well, you know, this is America. We got to do, you know, what we're told to do. And, you know, again, I didn't hammer her, but it's that kind of attitude which almost makes me want to weep. I mean, it's the attitude, well, it's the law. This is, you know, this is America. We just have to do it. And a kook like me actually, asked a question, well, why? You know, why do I have to show ID? You know, she's frustrated with me.
Probably, Erod, are one of the only people who actually has the forethought to do something like that, to actually say, well, wait a minute, why do I need to do this instead of just following their orders?
Thank you for introducing some
thinking. To me, I decided it was just a simply arbitrary thing, you know, just, well, because. And then at the very end, she says, well, so I give her my debit card, I'm paying the thing, she says, come, you know, phone number, please. I just looked at her. I don't want to give it to you, you know? I mean, but people just voluntarily just give this information so they can, you know, have their database of all this information on you. And it's just so sad. And I run into people like this all the time that, you know, they never question anything. And that's why we are here today. And it's really sad. And
absolutely true.
You know, I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to read some of these people, you know. I mean...
What do you gentlemen think? I'm going to let them jump in here.
Well, I just want to say I'm sorry you see it as a sad situation, Erod. I can certainly understand where you're coming from, where you see all this mindless obedience. But when you relay this story to me, I see it as a happy thing because you introduced some critical thinking to these people's lives where they wouldn't have had it otherwise. I mean, they go through their humdrum lives working for the state every day.
Yeah, great benefits.
This is normal.
Big pension, you get to retire early. Right?
And they never question why they're putting these human beings who are their brothers and sisters on this planet through such hell to collect information they would otherwise have no interest in collecting.
That's a very optimistic way of looking at it. I hope that this person actually thinks about it, but... I don't know.
Well, you gave him an opportunity.
Yep. Erod, thank you so much for the call tonight. Yep. Good luck with that.
I think it's very telling that in response to why he had to jump through all these hoops and regulations, the woman's response, the woman who worked at the DMV, was, it's America.
Yeah, basically, because I told you so. Only, like we said before, I mean, it's replacing the state with an overbearing parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, I think that it is actually really important to think about the family and the way that a lot of people's families and childhoods are structured, because when you grow up with authoritarianism like that all around you, it's no wonder that people just accept that from the state kind of unthinkingly. You know what I'm saying?
And then the parents give the child up to go, in many cases, to a government school.
Yeah.
Where
it continues.
Very similar to jail, where you have a rigid schedule.
I like to call it day prison.
Day prison.
That's what it is. I mean, literally, he was talking about government people taking away children's licenses.
Yep.
Well, not children, they're more like teenagers, but
right.
Teenagers who have driver's licenses were getting them taken away if they didn't show up to school a certain number of arbitrary days.
But just a few generations ago, they would have been full adults in most people's minds. And I think it's going to have the effect of pushing more kids out of schools, which I actually love.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that this is in Atlanta, I believe he said.
Yeah.
I hope that Atlanta has some of the lowest graduation rates of their public high schools in the country because of this rule. Because
I want
to see those kids escape from those horrible prisons.
I think we should make it clear. Yeah, exactly. Educate themselves. I mean, I think we should make it clear that
we're not anti-education.
Yeah, yeah. But there are other, like we said, other means of getting that need for education met without using the state or sending your kids to some place where they're basically being subjected to things that could hurt them all the time. Like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, was it, we read an article also about Atlanta schools where people who were immigrants, in some cases legal, in some cases so-called illegal, were afraid to send their kids to school because they passed some law that said if the kids were brown or looked suspicious, then the parents could be investigated for immigration violations.
Mm. Well, what do you expect? Yeah, when you send them to a government school.
Exactly. Free Talk Live, more coming up. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking America's coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Derek J.
And Jason.
Yep, and we are so excited to be here with you tonight. We've been talking about a lot of interesting stuff, getting right to the root of the issues, I think, gentlemen, tonight, aren't we?
Good job, team.
I agree. Nice work. Yeah. We've talked a little bit about roads, licensing. You know, these are considered tough issues for some people, I think, especially if they are new to the ideas of liberty. You know, thinking that there's sort of a conflict between wanting to have transportation available and wanting to have these kind of services, but not necessarily wanting to pay for them in a coercive manner that requires people to be roped into a system that maybe they perhaps disagree with. And so, go ahead.
We ended on education, and I wanted to make sure that the listeners knew. I can only speak for myself, but I'm not anti-education. I'm just anti-indoctrination by these government camps.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hope that a lot of the kids do find that they are able to leave and educate themselves on their own.
Learning all the time. That's what
right.
I like to say, is that every time you go to Wikipedia, every time you look something up, we're attaining new knowledge.
Well, that's always my point, is that humans don't need to be forced to learn. Humans love to learn. They do it all the time.
Yes.
So
if you actually look at children, like young children, they are naturally curious about everything, and they're constantly asking questions and reading and try to find out more. Mm-hmm. But the environment of government schools is often just so stifling, where
yep.
kids are not encouraged to question, they're not encouraged to speak up about anything. They're basically just made to be quiet and sit there, and if they're not compliant with that, then they're either punished or told that they have a psychiatric disorder and put on drugs.
That's exactly why I thought that the punishment of taking away driving from these kids spoke to how the government views its own indoctrination system.
Their kids.
Right. It doesn't matter what grades they're having or how much the kids are learning. It's this time served in this building is equivalent to education.
Yeah.
And so you're not getting enough of our indoctrination, and so you'll be punished.
Yeah.
It's not about their grades. That was not mentioned in the law.
My dad always used to say that if you put me inside of a closet, I would learn, because I was just a really curious kid. And I think that a lot of the things that I learned at the time in my life when I was going to government high school all day, I definitely learned in spite of high school and not because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I would read when I was bored about things that I was interested in and all kinds of stuff like that. And I think even to this day, even though I'm a person who's had a lot of education and a lot of higher education pursuing his advanced degrees, I still learn so much just from independent research and going on the internet, reading about something that interests me. And you never really know where it's going to go. It's just very interesting.
Right.
You know?
It's exciting to learn that way.
I was always so bored in school. And some subjects that I liked, I really excelled in. But if I wasn't interested in a subject, I just didn't care. And I made, like, average grades in those. But, like, I did really well, surprisingly, in civics and government class and, like, the social sciences. Right. And I was all into that, and every morning I stood for the American flag, and I was in JROTC, so I'd wear a uniform once a week to class.
Wow.
And so, but you know, back then I associated the ideas of liberty with America, and so it happened later in my life where I discovered that what America is doing is the opposite in a lot of ways to the freedom that I'm seeking.
Yeah, so. And you were in the military, right?
Right.
So you kind of experienced that firsthand. And yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting story. And I think that, you know, you said you were so bored during school, Jason, and I can totally relate to that. And I think that interest and attention are not something that can ever be forced. They have to be given voluntarily.
Right.
And it's the really good teachers who can elicit those things from students, maybe who didn't even know that they were interested in a particular subject. But when I think about the good teachers that I've had in my life and the ones that I really enjoyed going to their classes every day, they would challenge me to think, and they would tell interesting stories that were not necessarily in the lesson plan, but were illustrative of certain points, or they would, you know, they would just tell me interesting things that I could use in real life and that were fascinating. And so I think that's the hallmark of a good teacher. I want to find out what Ray thinks. He's been waiting on the line. Ray in Washington wants to talk about car registration, but maybe has some thoughts on government school, too. Ray, Ooh. Are you with us?
Hey, I'll give you a real thought on government school.
Go for it.
I didn't go past the eighth grade, and I was a millionaire by the time I was 42.
Wow.
My son, who's 30 years old, didn't go past the ninth grade, and he's a millionaire just before 30.
I see a trend.
And I don't want to go on any farther on that part, but that just...
So how did you and your son make your fortune?
We're manufacturers.
Okay.
And, we manufacture front-end loaders for tractor equipment and backhoes. Okay.
So that's something that people can use practically, right, in their other work.
We sell tons of stuff. I won't bother giving my website, but it's good size. We ship all over the country. We ship into your areas.
That's
wonderful. Your car registration, especially in New Hampshire. So I got a 10-year-old car in New Hampshire. What does it cost me to register it? Anybody got an idea there?
I think it's like $100.
It's based on the town.
$14.
So there's a state fee, and then there's a town fee depending on the town where you register your vehicle. And the state, I think, is a flat fee, but the town, a lot of them do it based on how much the blue book value of your vehicle is, and so then they charge you a percentage of that. I think it's all abhorrent. I mean, I don't want to...
I tell you something, it's extremely high in the state of Washington, where I live. It's probably only about $35, okay? But this is another
there's,
point
I mean, there's
I
also
bring
other...
Up.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay. This is another point I want to bring up about New Hampshire. In this no tax thing, after looking at your tax laws in your state, I must think that they've seen you free lovers, you know, your freedom people coming, because they've got taxes in a way there you can't get away from them, and that's one of them,
sure
right
you
there.
Can.
There are some people who choose
not to drive,
or not to register their vehicles, like Michelle, or our co-host.
Right.
So she's sitting in the jail because she didn't want to do it. But there's more people in that state who will do it. But let me just point out something to you about the taxes, though, because when listening to the discussion about taxes, and when I bring up the fact that there's a debt owing in the state of New Hampshire of over $8,000 a person, I keep hearing the same thing from the folks here that say, we don't believe we owe that. Okay, well, that's your freedom to believe you don't owe it, right?
What do you mean there's a debt owing?
Yeah,
can you elaborate?
What you mean.
Per person owes about $8,200 in debt.
Is that government debt you're talking about?
That's state debt. And you can see it by looking at state debt or anything like that on the Internet.
I got
the
you.
Government
so you're
debt
taking...
you owe is about $40,000 per person. Okay?
I don't know that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I do know that, and that's it showed up if you look at a debt clock of the country. And to give you an idea how bad you guys are in your state, you hear about how bad it is in California, right?
Well, I don't,
lower
than
California.
You know, Ray, I'd have to interrupt you because we're not part of the state. I mean, you guys encompasses us, but we're,
right,
we don't make any of those.
I have the argument when you guys say that.
But
do you have a car, Stephanie?
I have a car, yeah.
So you registered?
Yeah.
Okay. So the money that you put into the pot to register your car went to the state of New Hampshire, whether you wanted to do it or not. Okay?
I did. I had a choice about that, though. I chose to go along with it because...
But you chose to help pay the state debt, didn't you?
Well, I don't know.
You're buying gas there, aren't you?
Yes, Ray. But, you know, there are a lot of other taxes. Ray, I got to interrupt you. Before I lived in New Hampshire, I lived in Massachusetts, and I was paying state income tax, sales tax on everything.
Right.
I got dinged with taxes when I bought a car. You know, there were all kinds of taxes. And, you know, we try to minimize our tax footprint as much as we possibly can,
right.
And we do that in a lot of different ways. But, you know, it's hard
to... New Hampshire is a real smart... I mean, yeah, New Hampshire, right. So they're smart in the fact that if you are a very wealthy person, and wealthy people pay all the tax, believe me, you guys aren't covering it. If you look at the tax in this country...
How do you know we're not wealthy, Ray?
Well, you did. I imagine... Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize. Are you wealthy?
Go on.
Okay. If you had about $6 million, if you were up in the real wealthy class, you'd be paying huge taxes in New Hampshire, okay? But every time you guys go to the gas station, you register your car, you go out to eat, you use your telephone, you use your electricity, you all are paying taxes. And the way they tax you there, you can't get away from it. It's not like sales tax in the state of Washington.
Ray, you can't get away from it anywhere. There's inflation going on with all the money all the time.
That's the point I'm trying to get
through to you guys. You cannot escape that. And at least in New Hampshire, you know, you mentioned going out to eat. There is a 9% tax on restaurant meals
right.
and stuff like that in New Hampshire. But, you know, a lot of us cook dinners for each other. A lot of
us
eat
at home. I understand all the ways to get around taxes.
Ray, I'd like to illustrate this point about debt, because I think it's really important to remember personal property rights and what you owe to another person. That's sacred. So just to illustrate real quick whose debt this is, it's important to keep in mind that the amount owed per person changes when you move from state to state. And that's not how it works with a regular person who owes debt.
Ray, before you...
It doesn't change when you move.
Ray, before you respond, I have some more questions for you. If you don't mind, hold the line with us. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be coming back with more with Ray. He wants to pick on us about taxes. I want to know how much taxes he's paying. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. We'll be right back.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.